Today, we are happy to welcome to CEDEFOP three members of the European Parliament, who are also members of the Committee on Employment and Social Affairs to which CEDEFOP reports. They are Denis Ratke from Germany, Lukas Fourlas from Cyprus, and Stelios Kimburopoulos from our host country, Greece. Thank you all for joining us. Let me start with Mr. Fourlas. As earlier this year, you were the European Parliament's rapporteur for Commission's proposal for a European Year of Skills. Now that the year is in full swing, what do you think its impact is on policy making? And do you feel social partners are on board for the skills revolution that so many believe is necessary?
Thank you very much for the invitation. I will start with the latter part of your question. We fought very hard during the drafting of the report to include all social partners in this effort. We felt that it was really important to have on board the employers, the trade unions, and all the social partners. The expertise they would be able to give us was very important. Without their help, I believe that the European Year of Skills cannot work, and nor can what we had in mind to help people and workers get to the next stage of the transition and face the big challenges we have ahead of us. You asked if the European Year of Skills can have an impact on policy making. It should have, and policy makers should learn from the European Year of Skills. If the two do not coexist, it won't work. The European Year of Skills is a very big challenge which concerns our future, the future of young people. If we don't meet it, we cannot give these people the skills to face the challenges of the digital and green transition in front of us. It's a big effort, a big gamble for the European Union.
Είναι μια μεγάλη προσπάθεια που αποτελεί ένα μεγάλο στοίχημα για την Ευρωπαϊκή Ένωση. Το ότι ήμουν εισηγητή σε αυτή την έκθεση και αυτό το μεγάλο ευρωπαϊκό project ήταν μια πρόκληση και για μένα προσωπικά.
Being the rapporteur of this report, this big European project, was a challenge both for me personally and for Cyprus, a small EU country. It was also a challenge for our Employment Committee of the European Parliament, and I'm happy that I had a very fruitful cooperation with my colleagues. To conclude, what I would like to say is that the year must be a success. It is now at its halfway point, and by the end, we need visible results, which will give an opportunity to millions of people to have better access to employment, better salaries, and a better future.
Mr. Kimburopoulos, now the European Year of Skills promotes lifelong learning, which is a big part of CEDEFOP's work in skills. How can the Parliament, and in particular the Committee on Employment and Social Affairs, ensure that EU citizens can continuously adapt or even reinvent their skills to be competitive in a constantly changing labour market?
Thank you very much for the invitation and for this discussion. I think that you're asking me one of the main challenges of our times, and Europe can only grasp opportunities technology presents us with if people continue updating their skill set. And in fact, we are doing our utmost in the Parliament in order to address it. And we have adopted a very ambitious report on European Skills Agenda, but also, as we discussed before, European Year of Skills. I believe that we have clearly underlined that this can only be achieved with not only European, but national changing of curricula, but also the VET programs. I believe that during our reports, during our resolutions, not only in the MP committee, but also in the plenary, we need to address again and again that all the funds that we give during our in the committee, it need to get more these directions in Erasmus, in Digital Europe, but also in cohesion policy instruments. And this is an opportunity with LRF funds to give more attention on the issue that we want to update and reskilling and upskilling our citizens. Our voice, our reports, and I think not only specifically, but also in general, we give the direction and we address that we need in a world that changes a lot, we need to give the opportunity on Europe to be on the front line.
Last but not least, Mr. Radke, SEDEFOP's research suggests that the European Year of Skills should serve as a jumping board for a decade devoted to skills development. Looking beyond the year, what are, in your view, the policies that the EU should put in place to enable a skills revolution for a fair and inclusive green and digital transition?
I think a revolution is really the correct term to use, because this is what we need. We are facing the green transition of our economy, and of course, on the one hand, it is creating a lot of opportunities, but on the other hand, it is creating also a lot of challenges, and that is why the European Union has set itself some ambitious targets. So every employee, every worker within the European Union, 60% of them should attend a training a year. And this is necessary to achieve our employment goals of 78% in the year 2030. And I think to ensure this, we need, on the one hand, of course, a close monitoring of the process. It is member state competence, so we have to monitor what the member states are doing. I think we also need a very close or intense involvement of social partners, because I think in some areas we need a change of mentality. So when we want to achieve these training goals for workers, of course, this shouldn't be only an aim for young workers. We also need trainings for elderly people. We have to ensure that we have the possibility to keep also elderly workers in the process when the change is taking place. And I think in some areas we need that change of mentality, because you have discussions, oh, well, he's 59, he's 58, why investing in training? He's so close to retirement. So, and this is a wrong mentality. So I think involvement of social partners could really help in this change of mentality we need.
And the question for you all, what are you taking home from your visit to SEDEFOP?
Well, what I'm taking home, I think there are two things. Of course, it was also very important for me as an MEP from the EMPA committee to hear from the staff, from the management board here about the challenges for the work of the agencies. I think this is very important for us as MEPs because we have an interest that the agencies are doing their work and that they can carry on with high quality work. And so it's good to hear from me what can we do as an MEP to ensure that this is taking place in the future. And the second thing I'm taking back home is a lot of input here from the SEDEFOP experts, and especially for me of big interest is a view on the future of micro credentials, because I think this is a very important tool when we are talking about formerly low skilled workers to skill them up. So these are two important things I'm taking back home to Germany.
And micro credentials is one of the areas that SEDEFOP is focusing on currently. Mr. Foulas.
What I'm taking with me is the professionalism of the people who make our vision work, and the specific way in which they do it. Secondly, and more importantly, is that we at the European Parliament need to help this organization to carry out its work in whatever way we can. We have listened to specific examples and specific recommendations, and we shall implement them when we go back to the Parliament. More money is needed for this effort to work, that's for sure.
Χρειάζονται περισσότερα χρήματα για να λειτουργήσει αυτή η προσπάθεια. Αυτό είναι δεδομένο.
And Mr. Kimbouropoulos?
I totally agree with Lucas. When we're asking for good jobs, CEDEFOP, but also other agencies that their main focus is on working environment and how we can implement good works. I think that we need to support them and we need to create a safe environment in order to make their work, their job. And so, yes, we need to ask for more funds in order to have a properly working environment. But also, what I'm taking back to Parliament environment is that we need the vet scheme to be combined with originally and regular education for all levels, and not only for young, but also the adults on any level, because we are we live in an era that it's very fast evolutionary, and we need every day to challenge ourselves. So we need to see how our international competence, how we can change our educational systems.
Thank you all very much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.